This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you all who are listening at this time. Dios le bendiga a todos los que están escuchando en esta noche tan, aleluya, bella que el Señor nos ha hecho. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the beautiful evening that He has given and provided for us. Today I am with two lovely ladies, well, three. We have Karen, who's always at the radios, at the controls. My lovely wife, Gisela, she's on the other side.
But she God can bless you. God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah.
And I have another lovely lady. Her name is Bekisha. And I have had the privilege to meet her and ministering in the streets. And I have seen what God has done with this young lady and her beautiful voice. And I have invited her, God put her in my heart to invite her, invitarla, so she can say and let the world know what God has done for her and what God can do for you. Hallelujah. So I invite you all, invito que todo el mundo nos escuche, invite all those who want to listen to this beautiful testimony. A testimony that's going to touch your heart, it's going to move your soul, your bones, it's going to rattle your skeleton. Hallelujah. It's going to rattle everything. The Holy Spirit's going to do something so beautiful tonight. El Espíritu Santo va a hacer algo tan y tan bello en esta noche. And I want you to listen carefully. Invite all your friends, all those who are listening FaceTime, all our friends. Hallelujah. This is the moment to go and gather all your friends together. Sit them down at the radio, at the living room, and bring out your Bible and a pencil and a piece of paper and write everything down. Hallelujah. Because tonight is the night that God is going to knock on your door. Hoy es la noche que el Señor va a tocar tu casa. La puerta de la salvación está en el momento ahora. Simplemente escucha. Invita a todos los amigos tuyos. Aleluya, mi alma te adora. Invítalos porque el Señor quiere romper las cadenas en cual tú te encuentras. El Señor quiere romper, aleluya, la puerta de acero en cual tú te encuentras detrás. Aleluya, el Señor es grande y misericordioso. Gisela.
Dios les bendiga a la radio audiencia. Que en esta noche nos escucha, me dirijo a la radio audiencia de habla hispana. Gloria al Señor, en esta noche tenemos una invitada muy especial que nos ha invitado, ¿verdad?, a compartir junto con ella y varios ministros del Señor predicando en las calles. Ella es la evangelista Bekisha McFadden. Disculpen mi pronunciación, pero en esta noche queremos, ¿verdad?, honrar primeramente al Señor y también bendecirlos a ustedes a través del testimonio de ella. Tiene un testimonio poderoso y le pedimos en esta noche que se siente y escuche de las obras maravillosas que hace el Señor con las personas. Nos puede llamar al teléfono 772-221-1100 o toll free al 1-888-221-8990. Vamos a estar cogiendo llamadas en vivo o tomando llamadas en vivo. For the all listeners in Palm City and around the world. Yes. Hallelujah.
We have a toll-free number.
We have a toll-free number 1-888-221-8990. And local number is 772-221-1100.
And if you just want to text us a message, you can text me at my personal number is 706-414-5827. Now this time I'd like to say God bless you, Eliseo Badillo Jr. And God bless you, Jose Cortez is watching as well. Thank you for tuning in at this time. And this time I want to introduce to you this young lady that with a powerful voice. She's 8 feet tall. And the Lord uses her like David. And David slayed the giant. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nick Martinez, Dios te bendiga. And before we even have her to speak at this time, I'd like to pray before, hallelujah, before we even read the word. Let us pray. Give me about 2 seconds and I will pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, amado Padre, te damos gracias. We give you thanks and all the glory. I promise you that all the glory, hallelujah, is yours. Hallelujah. All that glory, hallelujah. All the applause, hallelujah. All everything is belongs to you. I have nothing. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. I thank you. I ask you to bless, hallelujah, my sister, Bekisha, with her testimony. Hallelujah. Use her for your will, Lord. Hallelujah. And that all those who are listening, hallelujah, can be free from bondage, free from being oppressed, and free from being prisoners in their own cells. Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And at this time, I want you, hallelujah, I introduce to you a beautiful young lady, Bekisha. God bless you, Bekisha.
God bless you. Thank you for having me here. Thank you for having me here. This is a blessing, I must first off say. But I am Bekisha McFadden. I am from Hope Sound, Florida. I am a member at New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 8824 Southeast Petway Street, Hope Sound, Florida. And I'm also a member of the Fishers of Men Kingdom Ministry, where we do street ministry, and we give out food, we give out clothing, and we pray with folks and just try to have a good time in Jesus Christ. And then on Monday nights, I am with the Prodigal Sons and Daughters Outreach Ministry, where we have Bible study or life group study out on the beach, on the waterfront.
Yes.
One of the best places to have Bible study is out on the waterfront. Then I'm also a member of the Pentecost Heart Ministry as well.
Wow, so that means you have a lot of jobs.
Yes.
You have a lot of jobs.
Yes.
You do a lot of things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Lord uses you. Hallelujah. And that's beautiful because you have no time for anything else.
I work.
You work?
Yeah.
Oh, so you work and you have. Yes. Wow. That means that you are a grateful and you are a woman that has been set free from all types of bondage in the world.
Yes.
And you are a grateful woman for what the Lord has done in your life.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, as we know,
thank you, Jesus.
This program is about testimony. Hallelujah. And what God has done. Este programa es de testimonio y lo que el Señor ha hecho con tu vida. So let us read the word. And the word is found. La palabra está encontrada en Salmos, in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Chapter 146. And I will read in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose help, his hope is the Lord his God. I'll ask my wife to read now.
I read in Spanish, in the name of Father, en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amén.
Esto es un mixeo de idiomas. No se preocupen, que esto es normal. Gloria al Señor. Salmo 146, lee así. Alaba, oh alma mía, Jehová, alabaré a Jehová en mi vida. Cantaré salmos a mi Dios mientras viva. No confíes en los príncipes ni en el Hijo del Hombre, porque no hay en él salvación, pues sale su aliento y vuelve a la tierra. Y en ese mismo día perece sus pensamientos. Bienaventurado aquel cuyo ayudador es el Dios de Jacob, cuya esperanza está en Jehová su Dios, el cual hizo los cielos y la tierra, el mar y todo lo que en ellos hay, que guarda verdad para siempre, que hace justicia a los agraviados, que da pan a los hambrientos. Jehová liberta a los cautivos. Jehová abre los ojos a los ciegos. Jehová levanta a los caídos. Jehová ama a los justos. Jehová guarda a los extranjeros, al huérfano y a la viuda sostiene, y el camino de los impíos trastorna. Reinará Jehová para siempre, tu Dios, oh Sion, de generación en generación. Aleluya.
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 Wow. That's the very powerful psalm that my wife just read in Spanish, and we read it in English. Hallelujah. Blessed is he whose help is the God, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And Pekisha, I would like to ask you a few questions in this testimony night, and what God has done for you, and all the beautiful things that he has done for you, and where he has taken you out of your process, and where you find yourself now. Hallelujah. And I got a series of questions. Tengo unas preguntas que quiero preguntarte por lo que el Señor te ha sacado. Aleluya. ¿De dónde se te sacó el camino y a dónde tú estás en estos momentos en las cosas del Señor? So I want to ask you questions. Hallelujah. Did you serve? Did you have a relationship, or you knew who the Lord was when you were young? In your youth, what happened in that relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ? Aleluya. Si tú conociste el Señor en tu juventud, o aleluya, en el caminar de la vida, aleluya, la relación en cual tú has tenido con nuestro Salvador Jesucristo, aleluya, y qué tú has hecho hasta este momento.
I grew up in the church.
That's, yo me crié en la iglesia.
I every Sunday.
Todos los domingos.
But as I got older.
Pero cuando me puse crecí,
I was introduced to the world.
Me llevaron al mundo. Conocí mundo.
So now I'm thinking on my own.
Ahora estoy pensando en mis propios juicios.
And I discovered I can do things myself.
Aprendí que puedo hacer las cosas, aleluya, yo mismo, con mis propias fuerzas.
But that was the wrong decision.
Pero era una decisión errónea.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
But as I got older, I learned more of God.
Cuando empecé a crecer, empecé a conocer más del Señor.
But then I had some other things come up.
Pero habían otras cosas que estaban en mi vida, introduciendo en mi vida.
And then, long story short, at this point right here.
Y una historia larga, corta, ahora.
I found out the true meaning of relationship.
Aleluya, aprendí lo que es ahora con lo que conocemos una relación.
And this relationship involved Christ this time.
Y en esta relación que yo tuve,
hallelujah.
Aleluya, el Señor Jesucristo era presente.
So when I started taking this walk,
cuando empecé a caminar,
it's not easy.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
No es fácil.
But with Christ you can do all things.
Pero con Jesucristo lo puedo hacer todo.
Yeah, so I learned that myself. I can do anything I want to do as long as I put God first.
Y aprendí que si yo tengo a Jesucristo presente, puedo hacer todo. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Gisela.
Saludamos a la radio audiencia que están conectándose desde Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Te están viendo.
They say hello from Massachusetts.
Hi, Massachusetts.
saludamos a Nelly, a Nathan.
Nathan, he sings really nice.
Hi, Nathan.
He's a singer. Say,
yes, Maribel Fuentes, God bless you.
Iglesia Pentecostal Estandarte, Pentecostal Estandarte de Victoria también envía saludo.
Yes, we have a pastor from Tampa. She's saying, God bless you.
God bless you and thank you. I needed that blessing. Thank you, Pastor.
So we have an audience that is watching and is listening.
Yes,
sir. Tenemos una audiencia que está escuchando todo lo que está diciendo. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, from what I understand, you knew the Lord.
I knew of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a very important key word, of the Lord. Entonces ella está diciendo que yo le pregunto si ella conocía al Señor. Ella no, yo conocía del Señor. ¿Cuántos, aleluya, hay en el mundo que conocen del Señor, pero no conocen el Señor? Aleluya, es aleluya. Muy diferente. And I'm saying, hallelujah, that how many people aleluya. In the world that we know, even our family members, they know of, hallelujah, the Lord, but they do not know
him personally.
The Lord, hallelujah, they don't know him personally. Hallelujah.
That was me.
That was you.
That was me.
Eso era yo.
That was me. I straddled the fence.
Ella, ella se le hizo difícil y ella la vez la brincó una vez.
And I was one of those ones that would say, I am a Christian.
Y yo era una que decían, yo soy cristiano, cristiana.
But I was giving people the wrong impression.
Pero yo era como una fachada. O sea, que de frente yo era una cosa y en verdad era otra. Ella está diciendo que era una cristiana que decía, yo soy cristiana, pero en su corazón no conocía el Señor. Aleluya.
Aleluya. But when I found Christ, must I say, when I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Pero cuando yo conocí al Señor y acepté a Jesucristo como mi Salvador.
I learned some new things.
Aprendí diferentes cosas.
And if you don't mind, can I share this one Bible verse?
Yes, you may. And ella va a leer algo de la palabra.
This is one that I truly, truly just, I love this one and it's dear to my heart.
Esta es la palabra que ella, el Señor la ha ministrado con esta palabra.
And I share this with quite a few people.
Y comparte mucho esta palabra.
But it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If Segundo, you have your Bibles.
Yes, if you have your Bible, I invite you to open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is a live show.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can call in at, hallelujah, 772-221-1100. Hallelujah, for a petition. Or if you just want to give your life to Christ tonight, this is a perfect night for you to call in. Hallelujah. So it's found in 2 Corinthians.
Chapter 5.
Verse 17. Hallelujah. Puede llamarnos al 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Can I just say a shout out to my mom and dad?
Yes, yes, you may.
Janie and Joe McFadden, I love y'all. I'm hoping y'all listening in. I know we had the radio already ready.
You got to say hello to mama.
Yes, got to say hello to mom and dad. If I sure do.
You know why? You know why you have to say hello to mama?
Because they brought me into this world.
And they're going to tell the truth.
Yes.
And they're going to say, she's telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
This is her.
God bless you, mama. Yes. But it reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when I accepted Christ, hallelujah, I became a new person. People only knew the old Bekisa, but a new Bekisa was raising up. Thank God for Jesus. And do you need me to stop so you can interpret?
I'm enjoying your testimony.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So the thing is, I tell people, it's hard when you walk this journey, but you have to walk in the Lord. You have to stay strong in the Lord. Stay in his word, because you're going to have some things that's going to come your way that's going to try to hinder you from your walk.
Amen.
So you have to keep in mind, I am a new creature, and all the old stuff that y'all remember has passed. That's not me anymore. And you're going to find yourself reminding quite a few people that used to be me. Hallelujah.
Let's read it in Spanish. Hallelujah. Segundo Corintios 5, 17. De modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron. Y aquí todas son hechas nuevas. Cuando yo leí esta palabra, ella dice en su testimonio que entendió que es una criatura nueva. Y todo empezó a cambiar cuando ella leyó esta palabra. Y esta misma palabra, ella lo ministra a otras personas, aleluya, quien están caminando o ha caminado por sus pasos.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But like I said, you're going to find people that are going to try to remind you of your past.
Vas a encontrarte con gente que van a acordarte de tu pasado.
But if you allow the Spirit to dwell in you,
pero si tú permites que el Espíritu Santo obra en tu vida,
and work through you,
y trabaje contigo,
hallelujah,
gloria a Dios,
hallelujah,
santo,
it's going to show on the outside,
se va a mostrar en afuera, hallelujah.
So those people that have once, kind of like Job with the boils and just being beat down, everything taken away from, but he held on to his faith. And then his spouse said to curse God, hallelujah, but he held on to his faith. He did not let go of that which God has given him, because he knew in the end who was going to win.
Y es como hallelujah. Job, hallelujah, en la Biblia, en Job le quitó, hallelujah, hallelujah, todo lo que él tenía, todo fue quitado, aleluya, y aún su esposa le dijo, maldice a tu Dios y muérete. Y él no hizo eso, aleluya. Y Dios, aleluya, le devolvió todo para atrás, porque fue fiel a su palabra.
Aleluya. So don't forget, when you accept Christ, you become a new creature.
No te olvides que cuando tú aceptas a Cristo, tú eres una persona nueva.
So at this point, you're going to lose family members sometimes.
Y en este punto, muchas veces, tu propia familia te va a echar a un lado.
You're going to lose friends.
Vas a perder amigos.
Hallelujah. But you must hold on to God, like I said
before. Pero tienes que aguantarte las cosas del Señor.
Because when it all comes down,
porque cuando llega el punto más importante,
he'll give you strength you need.
Él te va a dar las fuerzas, las que tú necesitas.
Hallelujah.
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 This is beautiful.
Bendecido sea el nombre del Señor. Hallelujah. Nos puede llamar al 772-221-1100 o al 1-888-221-8990.
You can call us at 772-221-1100. You can call me and give me a leave a message on our phone at 706-414-5827. Hallelujah. Anyone who is walking through the same path, who can resemble themselves, hallelujah, who can resemble themselves in what Sister Bakisha is saying in her testimony. And it's going to get more in depth, because I'm going to let her preach tonight. I want her to preach, hallelujah, because I'm feeling the joys of hallelujah, of what God is doing tonight. And I know there are people out in the world, hallelujah, in the radio, hallelujah, people who are listening and hallelujah, know what's going on and know of this testimony, or knows of Sister Bakisha herself, hallelujah, and you can testify on what God has done, hallelujah.
Saludamos a Israel Ramos, que se encuentra conectado en Facebook Live, y a José y Hortensia Cristales.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing pretty good. God bless you.
Yes, I'm just calling for my sister there who's been introduced, and the Lord's going to use her mighty, as he's already done. And, you know, she's one of those people that I can honestly say, because of her spirit, what the testimony that she's been through, that when we say the church, we tend to think about a building, but now she's stepping out on faith and believing that now, that understanding that she is the church, that God called us for a purpose, and she's using that God is using her for her glory as she steps out on faith and still spending time in fellowship, not walking away from a congregation, but yes, also to be used for the glory of God wherever he sends her to share her testimony, that somebody else can be released from darkness and be come to know Jesus and know that beautiful light and love and message, yes, of Jesus Christ.
So you know her personally.
Yes, we are. I'm one of those men that is in that group with Fishers of Men, King of Ministry, that we met out in Indiantown.
Yes, with Adam Jolly.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
So you know of her trials and tribulations. You know of her when she's crying and she feels alone. You know when the world is crumbling down beside, yes, her. You know of this. So you can testify that God has never abandoned her.
Yes, yes, wow, yes.
You want to say something to her?
Same, we have that same testimony because mm-hmm. in the same sense is that we all were raised up in the church.
Yes.
We did church. Mm-hmm. But as she said, we didn't have that personal relationship. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's, you don't see things the way you used to anymore. It's mm-hmm. not a religion. It's a relationship to go out and tell the world about mm-hmm. Jesus and what he's done for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I thank you, my brother. I will see you on the streets preaching the word of God, but I will say it in Spanish. You will say it in English. Hallelujah. And you know what? God has united us. Minister Jolly, yourself, Pakisha, and this Puerto Rican kid from the South Bronx, New York. And we all been through rough times, and we know what it is to be down on your luck, but we know what it is when God is on our side.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are coming for our life, for a blessing,
yes,
for help.
This is my wife.
For heal. And it's a beautiful friendship.
Yes.
We're all together.
Yes.
Really, really quality. Good.
God bless you.
Thank you both for what you're doing and continue to do that.
All the glory is to God and the world. You know, yes. This is what God put in my mind, and I have to and after that I have to go to the questions. put in my heart and my spirit. The world needs to know who is Jesus. Jesus is not just a name in a book. Jesus is something that is in you, in your heart, and it's real. He's a real person, and he will change you. He will heal you.
Hallelujah.
He will bless you. He will do everything that nobody else ever wanted to do with you. He can do it. Yes, God bless you, my brother. I will see you on the streets preaching the word of God. Dios te bendiga.
Thank you.
See you Monday, bro.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
So, tenemos una llamada muy importante que conoció y todavía conoce y trabaja juntamente con nuestra hermana Pakisha en el ministerio y conoce cómo Dios ha trabajado con ella. Si tú te encuentras en este momento así mismo como ella está hablando, te encuentras sola o solo, te encuentras sin fe y sin esperanza, hoy es la noche para que tú llames a nosotros. Dios te bendiga, Nixon, José, aleluya, Cortés también. Dios te bendiga que nos están, aleluya, mirando ahora. Dios te bendiga. Si tú te encuentras sin fe y sin esperanza, como todos nosotros, yo te invito que nos llame y acepta a Jesucristo como tu Salvador. Hallelujah. Let us go for our next question, Becky, because it's going to continue. We need like 4 hours just for you. Oh, my God. I thought Adam Jolly, God bless you. You know what you're doing? This is beautiful. Hallelujah. So let us go on. And then I have a question for you. And I said, what happened with your relationship between Jesus and yourself? And what led you astray? You already answered that. And I have to jump to the next question, but I have to say it. It's because it's beautiful. And ella testifica que ella conoció al Señor, pero el mundo la sacó de la iglesia. Ella conocía del Señor, pero no conocía el Señor en cual nosotros estamos hablando, de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Hallelujah. Y ese es el problema en la actualidad, que el mundo atrae no tan solo al joven, sino también al adulto.
This is the problem that we're facing today. A lot of people are facing today that a lot of youth are finding themselves that they're in church, and we know of a lot of musicians, a lot of artists that once used to sing at the church, used to sing at the choir, but they gave their backs to God, and now they're serving the world. And hallelujah, my wife is saying in Spanish that many youths are finding themselves in this situation. Mm-hmm. And we have to be very careful, because the world will give you so many things, but at the end you will lose your life.
Yes.
El mundo te ofrece villas y castillos.
The world offers you
castles
and
you are the princess of the world.
Preach,
there you go. Hallelujah. Amen.
But finally, what happened? You lose your soul.
Your life, your soul.
Your life.
Hallelujah.
O sea, pierdes tu salvación por el mundo. Y en estos momentos lo más importante
In this time, the most important thing is our salvation.
Amen. No es lo que vivimos aquí.
It's not what we live here.
Es lo que anhelamos vivir con él.
It's what we want to do is live with our Lord and Jesus Christ. At this time, we're going to pause for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, because I know everybody that knows Bekisha. I know that everybody that has heard Sister Bekisha sing, she brings the house down. And hallelujah. Oh.
Y la conocimos así, cantando.
And we knew her. We met her singing. And that voice. And I was looking for a big woman.
No,
I was like,
Palm City. Okay.
And I was looking for this big woman. I said, where this voice is coming from? And I saw her and I said, wow. She reminds me of David. David in the Bible was a young, he was a young shepherd boy. Mm-hmm. But he had a heart like a lion.
Amen.
So at this time, I want to invite Sister Bekisha to let her sing something that I know is going to touch your heart at this time.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just hope somebody just feels this. It's just a little hymn, repetitions of hallelujah, and that's it. That's it. It's just ushering in the spirit into your home, into your job, if praise you're listening God. Right now, okay? Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
If you know the song, sing it along.
Hallelujah.
Sing along with us. Que el Espíritu Santo te toque.
Aleluya. 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 Aleluya.
Holy Spirit is just calling you to
him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so beautiful just to be in his presence.
Hallelujah.
It is so special.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, to say hallelujah in his presence. It is so, it transports you from where you are found into the hands of Jesus Christ. Te transporta en, hallelujah, de donde tú te encuentras en esta noche. Las manos del Señor Jesucristo. All you have to do is call us.
Thank you, Jesus.
772-221-1100 and call and say, I want to sing just like
Hallelujah.
My sister Pekisha in peace and free from bondage.
Si Hallelujah. Te encuentras perdido dentro de la iglesia y no te encuentras y sientes que el mundo Hallelujah. Te atrae y necesitas la oración, este es el momento Hallelujah. De llamar. Este es el momento de presentarte delante del Señor sí. y decir, Señor, dame una nueva oportunidad. Hazme de Hallelujah. Nuevo, dame un nuevo corazón.
Yes.
Devuélveme el gozo de la salvación, pero Hallelujah. Nunca permitas que yo me aparte de ti. Yes.
Bueno, say, Bobby Santiago, Dios te bendiga, you and your wife. Hallelujah. And one day I'll have you down here and you guys to sing as well. Hallelujah. They from Miami. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said they're calling us from Miami. God
his
bless
wife him. Is a singer too.
And his wife sings really nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So God bless you and your wife and your family back in your church. Their pastors over there also.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we have a lot of pastors calling over here and writing because they Hallelujah. Beautiful. Hallelujah. I just Hallelujah. Feel like I'm in a different place tonight. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Me siento
Amen.
Que yo estoy en otro sitio en esta noche. Me My siento God. Que yo estoy la presencia de Hallelujah. Nuestro Señor. And if you yes. see, hallelujah, we have you have mm-hmm. two Puerto Ricans. We have one sister that's black. And we have one sister Caucasian. And we all one family.
Unity.
And God is coming to get a church yes. united.
Yes, many
as
one body. Yes.
And Hallelujah. This is what Hallelujah. God sent me to do. Doesn't matter.
Thank you, Lord.
Where you're from.
That's right.
I don't care where you're from. All I care is where you're going.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus.
But the Jesus yeah. blood, we only five, and we are take us
yes.
the brothers and
we
sisters.
All brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And and God does not, you know, he doesn't worry about your past.
Mm-mm.
Él no le importa de tu pasado. Él lo que le importa es a dónde tú vas a pasar la
eternidad.
Where are you going? Jesus doesn't worry about your past.
No, no.
All he worries about is where you're going to pass eternity.
Hey, you better stop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Jesus.
Where are you going to, the question is, where are you going to pass, where are you going to spend your eternity? Are you going to spend your eternity, hallelujah, in bondage, or are you going to spend your eternity in freedom? Gisela, say it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Dilo que lo que yo dije en español.
Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Too much.
Okay, I'm going to say, and the Lord is saying tonight, el Señor está diciendo en esta noche, aleluya, no le importa tu pasado, él no le importa nada lo que tú has hecho, él lo que le importa es dónde tú vas a pasar la eternidad.
Eternidad.
Hallelujah. That's why I wanted her to say it. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the hallelujah question that we don't have too much time. We got a good 20 minutes that I want to dedicate it for you. Hallelujah. So, Sister Pekisha, this is something that I know it touches you very, very, very much. In the course of your life, hallelujah, I know you had ups and downs, and I know you have seen many, many things, and maybe you have seen more than myself and more than many people at your young age or your life
yes.
that you have.
Yes.
But God has been merciful for us and you. So in verse 7, hallelujah, in Psalm 146, and it says, he upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. Now let us take a deep breath, all of us. Exhale. One more time.
Here we go. Laugh.
You know why? You know why I have to do that? Because like I said before, la razón que yo hablo así es porque entiendo el testimonio. Hallelujah. When we tell our testimony, we open ourselves up to the world.
Amen.
And when we are God asks us to tell our testimony, It's because it's going to be a double blessing. One blessing is for those who are listening, but yet the big blessing is for you.
Amen.
Why? Because when I was, well, I said it before, I was a wounded soldier, and I was in bondage for about 7 years in my mind. I couldn't walk for about 3 years. Mm. No podía caminar hace tres años. And estaba en una opresión de siete.
Yes.
Now, when I started to tell my testimony to the world, I began to heal.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God wants to heal you, Sister Bekisha, tonight.
Amen.
So,
I see that in the name of Jesus.
The question is, hallelujah.
Okay.
The question is, did you find yourself oppressed, and did you hunger at any time, and were you in prison, and God set you free? La pregunta es, si te encontraste oprimida o oprimido, o te encontraste con hambre sin comida, o estaba en una cárcel, y el Señor te liberó. So at this time, I'm going to dedicate this time, 10, 15 minutes for our Sister Bekisha, and I want the Lord to use you with your testimony. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to say it in Spanish, so you're going to give me a second delay.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Sister Bekisha.
Yes, I was oppressed.
Sí, yo estaba oprimida.
I was oppressed and I was in bondage. I was in prison.
Sí, yo estaba oprimida. Yo estaba en una cárcel.
Not just physical.
No solamente físicamente.
But spiritual.
Pero estaba en una cárcel. Hallelujah. En el espíritu.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
I was imprisoned by homosexuality.
Yo estaba en una cárcel porque era homosexual.
I was imprisoned by crack cocaine.
Yo estaba en una cárcel de crack.
I was imprisoned by powder cocaine.
Yo estaba en una cárcel de cocaína.
Hallelujah.
En polvo.
I was imprisoned by drugs, all sorts of drugs that
yo
I could get my hands on, pretty much.
Todas las drogas que habían en el mundo que estaban a mi disposición.
Jesus. Hallelujah. But I thank God.
Pero le doy gracias al Señor.
That he didn't see me for who I was.
Le doy gracias al Señor porque él no me vio. Hallelujah. A mí en mi pecado.
But he saw me for who he had made me to be.
Él me vio.
Hallelujah.
A mí. Él me vio a
Thank
mí
you,
para
Jesus.
Como él me quiso ver.
So I tell people when they are on drugs.
Pues
hallelujah.
Cuando yo le digo a las personas que cuando
hallelujah.
Ellos están en drogas,
you can get off.
Tú puedes salir de las drogas.
If you're in homosexuality,
si tú estás viviendo una vida homosexual,
God can remove that from you.
Dios puede romper las cadenas de homosexualidad.
Hallelujah. Anything of God, must I say, anything that is not of God,
todo lo que no es de Dios,
hallelujah, that is in you,
que está en ti,
if you want it gone,
si tú lo quieres, si tú quieres ser libre,
just call on his name, hallelujah,
llama a Jesucristo,
hallelujah, just call on the name of Jesus,
solamente hallelujah. Llama a Jesucristo, el nombre de Jesucristo,
hallelujah, he will take that stuff away from
él
you,
él te va a sacar todo,
hallelujah,
te va a quitar todo eso que está sobre
hallelujah,
ti, santo,
hallelujah, but I just need to speak to, I need to speak to the addicts right now.
Pero yo quiero, hallelujah. Tengo que hablar a los que son adictos.
I know it's Saturday night.
Yo sé que es sábado por la noche.
Hallelujah. Somebody is high and laying down on the ground somewhere.
Pero hay alguien hallelujah. Que está, hallelujah, adicto hallelujah. Y está tirado en el piso en este momento.
Hallelujah. And I know they think there's no way out of that situation.
Y yo sé que están hallelujah. Pensando que no hay salida.
Hallelujah.
Santo.
Hallelujah. But even in that condition.
Pero en
hallelujah.
En esa misma situación
hallelujah.
Donde te encuentras.
All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus.
Solamente tienes hallelujah. Que levantar tu mano y llamar a Jesucristo.
And he will remove that from you.
Y él te
Jesus,
va a liberar
Jesus.
De la opresión en cual tú te encuentras.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6.
Proverbios hallelujah, capítulo 3.
Jesus. These two verses helped me when I was getting high.
Cuando hallelujah. Yo, hallelujah, cuando yo estaba adicta y yo estaba, aleluya, en ese en momento me acordaba de estos versículos.
Hallelujah. But verse 5 reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Confiar en Hallelujah. Dios con todo Thank tu you, corazón.
Jesus. And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I want to tell somebody right now, whatever condition you are in right now, hallelujah, God can still hear your cries. Hallelujah. I trusted in that word right there while I was high.
Cuando yo me encontraba hallelujah. En esos momentos adicta, hallelujah. Hallelujah, y cuando me estaba inyectando, hallelujah, usando las drogas, hallelujah, yo me acordaba de la palabra, confiar en tu Dios con todo tu corazón, y Él hallelujah. Te liberará. Y yo, aleluya, cuando pensaba, aleluya, me acordaba del Señor, aleluya, el Señor empezó a liberarme de donde Jesus. Yo me encontraba.
Jesus. God. Jesus, it may take a little time.
A lo mejor te coge hallelujah. Un poquito de tiempo.
But if you want it gone, hallelujah.
Pero si tú quieres ser libre,
trust in him.
Confía en el Señor.
With all of your heart.
Con todo tu corazón. Hallelujah.
And don't lean unto your own understanding about your situation.
Hallelujah. Y no confía en tu propio juicio.
Hallelujah.
Sino en el juicio hallelujah. Del Señor, en la palabra de Dios.
Hallelujah. And in all ways.
En toda la vez.
It doesn't say when you're drunk, when you're sober. It doesn't say when you're hungry, when you're rich. It doesn't say that. It says, but in all your ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Él dice la palabra en toda la razón, tú en toda, aunque tú estás borracho, aunque tú estás bajo efecto de droga, aunque tú estás atada al liberalismo, a la homosexualidad Hallelujah. O en algún otro pecado, confía en el Hallelujah. Señor y Él te va a liberar.
Hallelujah. Acknowledge Him. Just acknowledge Him.
Reconoce que Dios.
Hallelujah. He will direct your path.
Él te va a liberar.
He will bring the right people.
Él va a llevar Hallelujah. Y va a traer las personas clave en tu vida.
Along your path.
Hallelujah. En el paso Hallelujah. Tuyo. Aleluya, que está caminando, él te va a llevar Hallelujah. A las personas correctas.
But like I said, just trust in the Lord with all your heart. I don't care what condition you're in.
Confía Hallelujah. En el Señor. No me importa la condición Hallelujah. Que tú te encuentras. Es importante que confíes en el Señor.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah. And one more thing, another thing I'd like to say.
Y otra cosa que quiero decir.
Hallelujah. Second Chronicles.
Segundo,
Hallelujah.
Aleluya, Crónicas.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles read. 7th chapter. And the 14th verse, hallelujah. This too, I tell people, is a solution to a lot of problems, whether it be in your home, on your job, whether it be in the country. This is a solution. Hallelujah.
Esto es una solución.
Hallelujah.
Y ella se lo dice a todas las personas.
Hallelujah.
Que se encuentra en segundo de Crónicas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 7.
Capítulo 7.
Verse 14.
Y aleluya, Hallelujah. Versículo 14.
If my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah.
Sí, aleluya, la palabra dice, si se humillará mi pueblo, sobre el cual mi nombre es invocado, Hallelujah. y oraren y buscaren mi rostro, y se convierten de sus malos caminos, entonces Jesus. Yo oiré desde, aleluya, los cielos, y perdonaré sus pecados y sanaré su tierra. Dios te bendiga, Pedro Cancel, Francisco, aleluya. Dios te bendiga también.
Aleluya. So these are instructions.
Estos son instrucciones.
That he's given.
Que él nos ha dado a nosotros.
Humble yourself.
Humíllate.
Pray.
Ora.
Seek his face.
Búscalo.
Turn from your wicked ways.
Aleluya, vira de tus caminos pecaminosos.
Meaning repent.
Arrepiéntate.
then he'll hear from heaven.
Y él te va a escuchar de los cielos.
And he will forgive you of your sins.
Y él te va a escuchar y él te va a perdonar de tus pecados.
And he will heal your land.
Y él va a sanar tu tierra.
Amen. So, like I said, you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding.
Tiene que, aleluya, confiar en el Señor no por tu propia fuerza, sino con la fuerza del Señor.
I know I said repent, but there's a lot of people don't know how to do it.
Yo sé que yo ha dicho arrepiéntate, pero no hay mucha gente que no sabe cómo arrepentirse.
And there are some that come to Jesus or come to us Christian folk by night when nobody's looking.
Y hay mucha gente que llegan a Jesucristo por la noche cuando no hay nadie que está mirando.
Like Nicodemus.
Como Nicodemus.
He came by night to Jesus.
Él se acercó al Señor, al Maestro de noche cuando no había nadie mirando.
But he told him what to do to become born again or to be
Pero
saved.
Pero Jesucristo le dijo a Nicodemus qué él tiene que hacer para ser Hallelujah. Salvo aún conociendo la palabra.
Mm-hmm. You must be born again.
Tiene que ser nacido de nuevo.
So if you turn with me once more to Romans.
Ahora,
I like going through the Bible
Santo
like this.
Jesus. That's why I say we need to Hallelujah. Get our Bibles out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because this is just a program, not just by preaching. Hallelujah. We preach with the word of God Jesus. On our hands. Hallelujah. That's the only way.
Yes.
That's the only way because you can tell if we preach in the word of God or we preach it in ourselves.
Yes. Hallelujah. So we'll turn to chapter 10 of Romans.
Romanos 10. Romans 10.
Chapter 10.
Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah.
And then we'll just go jump to verse 9.
Y vamos al versículo 9.
And the question came to Jesus from Nicodemus, what must I do?
Y la pregunta le fue a Jesucristo de Nicodemus, ¿qué yo tengo que hacer para ser salvo?
Here's some more instructions for you.
Y aquí hay más instrucciones, Santo.
Verse 9 reads.
El versículo 9 lee. Hallelujah.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So those are instructions right there. You must confess your sins.
Hallelujah.
So like I just read to you from 7 and 14 of 2 Chronicles, if my people whom are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Here we go once again, but in the New Testament, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's one. And then we go to verse 10, which reads, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just take verse 11 in that too. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So whosoever can be black, white, yellow, purple, it does not matter, Jew, Gentile, Amen. It Amen. Does not matter, Amen. Catholic, it does not
no
matter.
Importa,
it's
importa,
whosoever,
no
hallelujah, Santo. Whosoever shall call on his name, hallelujah, you shall be saved. You got to believe.
Vas a ser salvo. Hallelujah. Tiene que creer.
Hallelujah.
La palabra dice en Romanos
hallelujah.
10 dice,
hallelujah.
Porque con el corazón se cree para
hallelujah.
Justicia. Pero con la
Hallelujah,
boca se confiesa
Jesus.
Para salvación. El 11, pues la escritura dice, todo aquel que en él cree, cree no
Hallelujah.
Será avergonzado. Y el 12, porque no hay diferencia entre judío y griego, pues
Jesus.
Él mismo, que es Señor de todos, es rico para con todos los que lo invoca. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this time, hallelujah. Time has run,
Hallelujah.
It has run from our hands. Hallelujah. This is when
Hallelujah.
We are in the spirit and we got 5 minutes
Hallelujah.
Left. So I want you to call us. Hallelujah. I want you to text
Hallelujah.
Us. God bless you, Pastor Ella. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you want to call us, 772-221-1100. Once again, where can people call you? Hallelujah. To get in contact with you and invite you to those. I know there's a lot of people listening. So if you want to invite Sister Bekisha, let her sing hallelujah what God has done for her
hallelujah.
In your church or
Thank
at
you,
an
Lord.
Event. You can call Sister Bekisha at
772-209 7721240.
One more again.
7722091240.
Hallelujah. Now, if all the Spanish-speaking people want to speak, hallelujah, want her into, si lo quiere invitarla a tu iglesia, hallelujah, here in the United States, es el 772-209-1214. La pueden llamar.
1240.
Y la pueden llamar a su teléfono, es 772-209-1240. Se llama Baquisha. Aleluya, y la pueden llamar cuando ustedes gusten para invitarla a su iglesia. Now, this is the most important thing. Hallelujah. With your testimony, we have about 3 minutes left. 1 minute. It's got to be quick. If you want to accept Jesus Christ at this time, it is important that you, hallelujah, wherever you are found, raise your hand. I don't care if you're in bondage, you're in a cell, in a prison cell, whatever. Hallelujah. And if it's important now that you say, Lord,
Lord,
hallelujah, forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
I accept you as my personal Savior.
I accept you as my personal Savior.
Open the doors.
Open the doors
of hell so I can get out.
Hell so I can get out.
And I can serve you, my Lord.
And I can serve you.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
And write my name.
And write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
So when you call us to go to heaven with you.
When you call us to go to heaven with you.
I can be part of that church.
I can be a part of that church. That will be with you. That will be with you.
Eternally.
Eternally.
In heaven.
In heaven.
With your Father. Si ha aceptado Jesucristo como tu Salvador. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, hallelujah. Call us. Call us. If not, give me a text. Call. Text me. 706-414-5827. And I will put your name in a petition.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
We will pray constantly for you. Amen. Dios te bendiga. How much time we have left? Okay, we got a couple of minutes. So, I'm going to say this in Spanish for all who have been watching. Todos los que están escuchándonos, aleluya, te decimos en esta noche, si tú aceptaste a Jesucristo, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have done the biggest decision, the best decision you have ever done in your life. This is the moment, hallelujah, that you can say thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And I know that tonight, you are going to start the change, hallelujah. God bless you. Dios te bendiga, hallelujah. If you want to and come to our church, hallelujah, we have found that the Palm City Civic Center, hallelujah, we got a call, a quick call. Hallelujah. We lost the call. Hallelujah. If you have no church, if you have no pastor, hallelujah. If you have no church that you can congregate yourself, hallelujah. We are pastoring a church here in Palm City Civic Center. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hello, this is Rodacia. I would like to congratulate Bakisa McSadden.
Amen,
I am so proud of her.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
And we got, God bless her.
Okay.
Thank you, Nene.
Okay, we got to go to pray. Thank you, Nene. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Vanessa.
Okay.
And Vanessa, one of my sisters in the ministry.
Okay, God
and
bless
her
you.
Daughter, yeah.
Thank you, God bless you. We're ending now. God bless you. Okay, let us pray. Dear God, gracias, Señor.
We thank you, Lord.
Te damos gracias, Señor, for your blessing. Thank you for all those who have been listening, have been saved, and have been touched. Hallelujah. For your word, Lord. Gracias, Jesús, porque tú has sido grande. Aleluya, rompido las cadenas y has sacado al que está oprimido. Señor, te damos gracias, Jesús, por todo lo que tú has hecho. En el nombre de Jesús, te doy gracias porque tú eres grande y eres misericordioso. En el nombre de Jesús.
Aleluya.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Andrew, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio.